If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of That's All Funny, episode. That's what the episode is. Episode 546 of me just playing more parlays and just losing the money I won yesterday. Because that's what life is just balancing out. Now, I think I ended up being over like 20 bucks, so I profited a little bit. Use that to buy some more hamburger meat for food to survive, and I'll, you know, see what's up. Sold some stuff on eBay, tennis shoes, a mug, and a hat. So that's a win. That's a win. And I'm off for a couple days. Gonna do homework and I don't know, play some games. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. Probably just sleep. I wanna do shit. I'm gonna shower though. I need a good shower. Ooh, do I need a good shower? I just buy myself flowers. I'm gonna take me a shower. Put on some deodorant. Wash myself for hours. Use all the towels in the dryer. Cause I get really wet when I shower. Don't we all? Anyway, let's look at some news here. Guys. Trump says there will be a bloodbath and elections will end if he isn't reelected. His picture of him is fucking great. He's such a flattering photo of him. I mean, there aren't very many flattering photos of him, but I don't know why he chooses to wear just a trucker hat. You know what I mean? Like, it says Make America Great Again. I get it. That's a cool fucking slogan. But, you know, put it on some other form of, like, merch, not just a trucker hat, you know? Like, put on a fucking fedora or something. Wear a fedora or something, you know, a little bit more. I don't know. I guess he's going for the regular American dude. But I believe it. I believe this may cause a civil war if he doesn't win. And then if, like, they end up doing the votes and Biden wins by, like, 80 billion. And it's like, who the fuck? Like, there's not that many people in the United States. Do that shit. I'm sorry. I'm always fucking doing this in the middle of the night. Yeah. So I don't know. Either way, it's gonna not be good. Whoever wins, unless RFK wins, that'd be kind of cool. That'd surprise everybody. I would like that. I think that's what we need. That would like confuse everyone enough to where we would be like, huh? Okay, both sides would like. Okay, let's give this a shot. You know what I mean? Because it's not this or that. It's something else, you know? So, yeah, RFK. 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 Instead of RKO. RKO. Because I was watching the Randy Orton documentary. And I don't know why he needs a document. I mean, yeah, he's like a good wrestler, but I don't think he's still working. He's not, like, he's the legend killer. He's not technically a legend yet. You know what I mean? So I don't know why he needs a biography. He's still out there, you know, finishing the story. Oh, shit, dude. I'm exhausted. And I just wiped my eye with fucking dirt, probably. I think I killed a bug with that hand. What's next here? Dr. Dre says he had 3 strokes following 2021 brain aneurysm. Makes you appreciate being alive. And don't know, Dr. Dre. I mean, he looks all right. I remember there was a point where he was looking all buff as fuck. Like all he wanted to do was work out, you know? And I mean, I like Dr. Dre. I like his music. I think he's better than, I think he's a lot better than Jay-Z. He's better than Puff Daddy, especially now with Puff Daddy being this like creepy gay dude who probably fucked with like Usher and Bieber, which, you know, I believe I'm a believer in that. But yeah, no, I hope Dr. Dre went to see a doctor for this, you know, because if he's a real doctor, he would know that strokes are no jokes for folks, unless you're talking about golf, which I doubt he would be talking about golf. At least it's not, what's the word? I'm already, I'm forgetting the word, Alzheimer's. That's kind of funny, right? I always forget. What's that word? Oh, Alzheimer's. Because you get it? Because he forgot about Dre. He forgot about himself. Because he could have Alzheimer's. No, it's really just aneurysms, which might be worse. I don't know. Depends on the person, right? But you know, prayers to him. I hope he makes it with all his billions of dollars in you know, money that he has from selling beats to Apple. Which, you know, I'm sure he's doing just fine, even without making music. Let's go to the next thing here. Elon Musk's SpaceX developing spy satellite network for the U.S., report says. And I think this is funny because let's say they are developing spy stuff, which I wouldn't doubt. Why would you talk about it? Yeah, that's like a drug dealer talking about, like, oh yeah, you know, this is where I deal my drugs, and this, you know, like, it's like, nah, dude, like, why are you narking on them if they're gonna start spying? Elon Musk is developing spy stuff, but don't tell the other countries that he's doing it, but he is doing it, but don't tell him because he's gonna spy on them, like a voyeur. He looks like he's into that, like he would watch Grimes make out with like a Android version of herself, or like a sex robot of herself, like the ones he has up in SpaceX or up in Tesla, those weird Tesla bots. Probably gets one to look like Grimes and act like Grimes, and has her like make out with it and dance like an ex machina, and he just watches from a fucking Cybertruck, you know, where she can't see. And then maybe she has, like, the titties like Laura Croft that are in the shape of a Cybertruck. And all the while, you know, there's a flamethrower going on and shit. And then he's just jamming to Kanye. No, I don't know. You know, fucking, no. And my jeans on, my little black jeans on. Oh, no, no, the bees on. No, 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 the trees on. No, the trees on. Ah! Ah! Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom. Ah! That's a Kanye West. You should actually look it up. Yeezus, the album. There's actual, like, I'm not joking. That's like some of the beats for the song. I'm not just like making noises. That's actual beat. It goes hard though.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Speaking of going hard, finally here, and speaking of hacking, I don't know, spying, McDonald's places blame after global outage shuts down restaurants. And McDonald's has released a statement about the global outage that resulted in numerous franchise locations being temporarily shuttered. Beginning in the early hours of Friday morning, McDonald's stores, predominantly in Australia, were impacted by a widespread technical issue that made it impossible for customers to pay for their orders. Similar issues were reported in China, Japan, Canada, South Korea, Taiwan, and Germany. The situation forced the popular fast food chain to temporarily shutter some of its locations while issues were resolved. In a prior statement, the issue is not related to a cybersecurity event. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. That is what we were going to ask. And they're saying at midnight, there was an approximate, you know, mess with all their stuff. People were having to pay with cash. It wasn't cybersecurity, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I don't think it was cybersecurity. McDonald's just doesn't give a shit. Like, you know, like it's a well-oiled machine. Don't get me wrong. Like the way they handle their shit. They've got it down to a science pretty fucking fast, you know, unless you like Chick-fil-A, but Chick-fil-A like pays their workers. McDonald's just handles with the systems and stuff like that. But, like I swear I would always go to my McDonald's, try to go before work, the 24 hour one. And I would go to work at 4 a.m. It's 4 a.m. and I just got home and everybody's asleep. So I would try to get there and buy breakfast before going into work, and they would always, like, you know, be a long ass line because it's 4 a.m. and all the drunk people were there, and then they always like, oh, we're only taking cash, or credit card machine's down, and it's, you know, it's a bunch of bullshit. Like, why is their machine down always at in the middle of the night, you know? And I think of a couple theories here. One is they don't want to recount the credit card machines. Maybe they're counting in a certain way and they don't want to deal with it, the overnight people. Second, they're just lazy pieces of shit, you know. Another idea I have is that they're, you know, I don't know if it was just at McDonald's or I've experienced it like a Jack in the Box too, but they're stealing and they would just want cash so they can not ring it up with a credit card and just take the cash. Cause that seems pretty easy to do. Oh man, an ad for Taylor Swift. Gosh, she's got nice legs. She's got long ass legs. She's a good looking girl, Taylor Swift. Really good legs. Very pretty. Surprised they haven't tried to cancel her just cause she's white. You know what I mean? God, dude, big old, long old legs, big old hips. Not much going on at the top, but those are legs, like wrestler, female wrestler legs. Anyway, what I was saying about McDonald's, yeah, that's my theory as far as that shit, you know. But a global outage like this, I don't know. They just probably have shitty credit card companies that maybe they had to update at that time and it fucked with them and the company didn't let them know, you know, whoever they sourced that to. And it's probably like a different company internationally rather than locally, where you know, we handle things different here in the Yankee part of the States. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Hey, Yank, I got a first name. Wait, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Anyways, yeah, I guess that's it, right? That's all funny, guys. I want to thank y'all for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. That's all funny. It's the only word podcast available. Just sure that's all funny. Got another podcast that my buddy Gabe called That's All Kayfabe. We're going to talk about wrestling and other funny stuff that comes out on Mondays. Check that out. That's all things for That's All Kayfabe. Or you can see both of them on the YouTube channel, mine and that podcast, youtube.com/@LorenzoAriola. Like and subscribe over there. I do other videos of like gaming stuff, other random videos. And then I do a live show with the great Mint Salad called Tits and Areolas that comes out Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, live. And we talk about a movie we watched and play a game. It's a lot of fun. It's great. I love it. You can see that, like I said, there. If you'd like, you can subscribe to either of our Patreons. If you want to support this podcast, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/LorenzoAriola. $5 a month gets you everything. Helps support the podcast. And if you want to buy any merch, check out www.retrohorrorinc.com. We've got t-shirts, prints, stickers. If you want to question some great art from a great artist, at Retro Horror Inc. on Instagram. Bret Hart, a graphic artist, does all the art for the show. Thank you to my Patreon subscribers, my listeners, subscribers. Take care. Bye.